You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Hello again. Let's take a look at this now. The Rees Global Benchmarking Report on Mining has found that resource nationalism is on the rise. Ironically, as the minerals race gains steam, with so-called critical minerals being most sought after. For the green energy transition, the report has found that the window of opportunity is wide open for South Africa to position itself as a preferred critical mineral supplier. Kuda Mukova is CEO of Rees Africa, a strategy, innovation and sustainability firm. He joins us to go through some of the key findings. Thank you very much, Kuda, for your time this evening. So what is modernization in the context of this report and why does it matter?
Thank you, Duduzile, and thanks for having me, and good evening to your listeners. I think certainly for us, we see that there is four mega trends that are shaping mining at the moment. The global instability, I think, that we see at the moment, resource nationalism, I think, as you pointed out, but also the importance now of the critical minerals race and the sustainability pressure that we see in mining. So certainly, I mean, South Africa is positioned as a preferred critical mineral supplier. I think there's a window for us to modernize, but also take advantage of the low carbon economy as well as the ESG compliance requirements. So we definitely think the window is wide open at the moment in terms of South African mining.
Okay. The window's wide open. The breeze is blowing in. What do we see in terms of strengths?
So I think in terms of the current strengths that we see within South Africa, I think we've got quite a big mineral endowment in terms of PGMs, manganese, as well as chrome reserves. I think we also have a robust capital market via the JSE with more than 40 listed mining companies. We are well adopted in terms of ESG reporting. I think in excess of 90% of firms listed on the JSE comply with sustainability reporting. Our private market sector is very mature. I think we've seen in excess of 1.3 trillion private sector investment. And also from a safety perspective, I think if we look over the last 10 years, South Africa has really done well in terms of reducing fatalities over the last decade. So I think there's definitely a number of strengths there.
As the wind blows, it identifies some critical gaps. I'd like to take a look at the report that speaks to the country scorecards, right? So you've got in South Africa, enabling environment low, human capital medium, markets and value chains high, tick, advanced technology low, sustainability medium, health and safety medium, overall medium, especially given that you've got some more than 5,000 unresolved mining rights in this country. And so how do we reconcile this?
Yeah, so certainly I think, you know, what we did in terms of the research, we categorized the comparison, I think, to three broad groups. Firstly, it was what we call the visionaries, and these were the ones leading in terms of innovation, the likes of Australia and Sweden. And then we had the competitors, so those that we rival with, call it with a similar kind of mineral production level. And that was Canada, China, and Chile. And then the last group that we had was the contemporaries, so those that will have kind of similar structural context. And in there, we included the likes of the US, India, Brazil, and Saudi Arabia. So certainly what you see is, I think South Africa used to be a leader, I think, in a number of components. But due to a number of structural issues, be it regulatory in terms of our landscape or technology adoption, the divide, I think, in terms of what we're seeing in terms of graduates versus the skills that are required, our levels of beneficiation as well, and some of the aspects around infrastructure, right? We've seen that we've got aging infrastructure, be it road or rail. In addition to that, I think we've had many years of load shedding. So I think all those issues have obviously then caused us to then have a drag in terms of the contribution that mining has. And over the years, unfortunately, a number of economies have gone ahead of us in terms of that.
So the report has also found that governments are imposing export restrictions, tax hikes and local content rules. That's across the board all over the world. But there is a risk score which has recorded that it's climbing in a number of mining jurisdictions, especially on the African continent. What has been identified as the risks?
Yeah, so I think there has been, I think, a number of areas that we identified across across the continent. Certainly, the resource nationalism in terms of, you know, in terms of what we're seeing, the restrictions that the governments have imposed across exporting, I think, as you rightfully said, we've seen a number of tax hikes, particularly in the mining sector itself. And also, I think, just some of the instability in terms of some of the civil wars or civil actions that we've seen have definitely pushed up the risk scores across a number of mining countries across the continent.
That's so interesting, because even in these areas where there's instability, there's still mining. There may be no road that, you know, the local community can use, but there's a road from the mine to the airport. So it's quite interesting. Thank you very much. That's all the time we can afford for now, at least. Kuda Mukova is CEO of Reese Africa, a strategy, innovation and sustainability firm.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.